Independence rules prohibit KPMG, including its covered persons, from having certain business and employment relationships with audit clients and their affiliates. We require audit engagement teams to make written inquiries of their SEC audit clients' directors and officers about certain relationships that they, their spouse or spousal equivalent, and their dependents may have with KPMG, to confirm there are no prohibited relationships with KPMG. Teams can either send a questionnaire directly or include within a questionnaire sent by the client. When including in the client's questionnaire, we should be sure that the question includes inquiring about relationships that the director or officer's spouse or spousal equivalent and dependents may have, as this is sometimes overlooked. Responses to these questionnaires should be completed by client directors and officers after year-end to encompass the entirety of the audit period. If previously undisclosed relationships are reported, the audit engagement partner must consult with the independence group. We rely on the client to provide us with accurate information, informing us about relationships that may require additional independence consideration. Equally important is the responsibility of KPMG professionals to assess their relationships. Did you know of certain activities that the firm partakes in, outside of the professional services we deliver to clients, could be considered a business relationship when the third party is involved? Whether it's hosting or sponsoring an event, entering into a go-to-market relationship, or using third-party software, each activity requires consideration before proceeding. Different activities call for different action to verify permissibility. Therefore, it's crucial to allocate sufficient time to assess these activities before entering into any business relationship. We also need to be mindful of independence considerations, even when we anticipate the termination of an audit relationship. The SEC has indicated that an audit firm could impair its independence under the SEC General Standard if it were to propose on a prohibited business relationship or non-audit service before the end of the audit and professional engagement period, regardless of whether it would not be engaged until after the audit relationship has ended. An engagement team must consult with the independence group prior to proposing any impermissible business relationship or non-audit service before the issuance of the firm's final audit report. KPMG has dedicated groups to assist you with evaluating these activities. You can find guidance in the Business Relationships Toolkit, found on the Independence Portal, which includes templates, questionnaires, and helpful guidance documents. Additionally, employment relationships must be taken into account for engagement teams to maintain compliance with independence rules. When a former KPMG professional joins an audit client, teams are required to consider whether engagement procedures need to be modified. To address the risk that the professional's prior knowledge of the audit plan could reduce effectiveness, if a former professional joins an audit client within 1 year of leaving the firm and has significant interaction with the audit team, an appropriate professional designated by the business unit professional practice partner must review the subsequent annual audit to help ensure the team maintained appropriate skepticism when evaluating the representations and work of the former KPMG professional. Financial ties with the firm must also be severed prior to a former KPMG professional joining an audit client in an accounting role, financial reporting oversight role, or key position. If the lead audit engagement partner becomes aware of the client's intent to offer such a role to a former KPMG partner, they must consult with the independence group to determine that the former partner's financial relationships are addressed. Additionally, members of the audit engagement team and those in chain of command for an audit client must serve a cooling-off period before joining an SEC issuer audit client in a financial reporting oversight role. The audit engagement partner must also consult with the independence group if they become aware of the client's intent to offer a financial reporting oversight role to a former member of the audit engagement team or chain of command within the cooling-off period. Provisions included in our audit engagement letter and management representation templates also require the audit client to inform us about such employment relationship situations so that they can be appropriately evaluated to protect our independence. By implementing these measures and sharing in the responsibility with audit clients to provide accurate information, the firm is able to uphold the integrity of our audits and promote objectivity of all engagement professionals.